Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx Speaker, Business Positioning Strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, such as the United States, United Kingdom, all across Europe, all the way to Malaysia, all over Asia, Australia, New Zealand, and all across Africa. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio Network Tuesday through Friday. Join us at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time live. You can join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community, and never miss an episode by subscribing to the show on iTunes or wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts such as Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Google Play Music app, or the Himalaya app. We're available everywhere podcasts are listened to. Please subscribe to the show. On the show are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, other podcasters, and authors who are amazing at what they do and are having an impact in the world around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And with that, please help me welcome to the show my friend, Bob Clark. Bob, welcome to Life Transformation Radio.
Sean, thank you so much for having me on. I am super excited to be here.
Man, I am pumped and have been looking forward to having you on the show. I was on your show on the 808 podcast, which we'll get into here in a little bit. And I got to know you a little bit, and I think you are doing incredible, incredible things, my man.
Well, thank you. I try to basically do podcasts in a very different way than everyone else does.
I love that. So let's get to know all about Bob Clark. He is a podcaster with over 211 episodes in 7 months. One of his coaches told him that he was to have his first podcast scheduled in 24 hours. Not having an idea or even how to record an episode, he got his first interview scheduled in 4 hours and 35 minutes. His belief is, while having a podcast with all the bells and whistles is great, sometimes you need to just get the damn thing done. His day job is On Fire Reviews, where they turn customer phone calls into rockstar video testimonials. You can check out his podcast at www.808podcast.com. Go to 808podcast.com. And with that, let's learn more about the podcast. So I love the fact that your coach challenged you, you accepted the challenge, and you now have 211 episodes in 7 months. What is your big why for what you do?
The big why for what I do for the podcast, and this is going to be, this is like the main one here, is one, it amuses me. I enjoy podcasting. And also, another, the second one there is, again, is what I'm able to do is I'm actually able to help people get people out there who've never done a podcast before. Oh, also basically, you know, do influence with everyone else. And it's been a really great time. And it's just, I love the idea of being able to take my audience and their audience, having them combine, and both audiences are learning something.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. I guess I never heard it put that way. Because we always talk about getting in front of audiences, right? Getting in front of other people's audiences, getting in front of where people's attention are, you know? And I guess I never really thought about it that way because I mean, the way that I do it is, this show is all about conversation. You know, it's not just, hey, here's a question. And then the answer to me is, awesome. Awesome, man. So what about this question? And then you answer it. And I'm like, yeah, great, great, awesome. And then I ask another question. And then the host goes, oh, awesome. Yep. Mm-hmm, great. Yep. And still there's nothing. There is zero feedback from the host. And I hate that. But you don't do that as well as I don't, because it doesn't go in line with us, but it also doesn't make for a great show. So I want you to tell us what makes your show great.
So what makes my show great is it's 6 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob.
Yep.
Yep. The other thing, I play a character. So when I decided to do a podcast, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a little bit of like a professional wrestler persona. So I become Bob Clark, damn it. And I talk like this the entire time when I'm interviewing you, Sean. And I'm always asking like this. And just to let you know, Sean, I have a private jet that is so big, I can drive my Ferrari into my private jet. So therefore, I'm better than you because of that.
I love it. You know, I'm a huge wrestling fan. Huge. And when I first met you, I'm like, okay, cool, be on the show, whatever. And then you started talking about, like the persona just hit. And you started talking about, you know, I'm Bob Clark, damn it, and all that. And I was like, what? Like, that was amazing. And I never have seen anybody do that except Will Ferrell has the Ron Burgundy podcast. And he's taken that character and really stretched it out to other things. So I love the fact that nobody else is doing what you're doing, and you're essentially creating a new category of podcast where you can literally create a character and have that character or the persona of that character as the host of the show. That, to me, is absolutely extraordinary.
Absolutely. And all it is, and again, one of the things is because I enjoy professional wrestling as well. And you know all the best characters are just their persona turned up to 11. You know, your John Cena, your Chris Jericho, your Kenny Omegas, your Cody Rhodes, your Young Bucks.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair is just him with 211. He just decided he was going to be 11 all the time.
Yeah. Or like Macho Man had like some of the greatest promos, or like Ultimate Warrior. You never knew what Ultimate Warrior was going to do or say in any of his promos. You know, Hulk Hogan, same thing. He doesn't talk like that all the time. You know, just during his promos. You know, if you've seen the show way back when, the Hulk Hogan show way back when.
Hogan knows best.
Yep. He would be like a normal guy. He would talk, you know, he'd talk to his kids, or whatever, like normal. When he's on stage, he's like, what you gonna do? You know, like that was his thing. Same with Ric Flair. You know, Ric Flair the same way. If you hear Ric Flair on any podcast episode, like he's just talking like normal. If you see some of the backstage stuff, it's just normal dude. But when they're on stage, they light it up. And I love the fact that you do the same thing. I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was one of the things. Just one of the things I realized is right now podcast is a big market, but it's also red ocean. And what red ocean means is there's a lot of blood in the water.
Yep.
And so what you got to do is you got to figure out what are you going to do for your podcast to make it blue ocean, make it unique. And that's why I was like, okay, I'm going to make a short podcast. But I can't just be 10 minutes because that's boring. So I was like, okay, I'm figuring out numbers. I was thinking about doing 13 minutes and 37 seconds because it's late, you know, internet speak. So I was like, I don't know if I can do that. Stay there. So I was like, wait, 808 looks like Bob. So it's 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Done.
I love that. And what I think is great about it, too, is it's not a super long episode where you can consume a lot of your podcast in a short amount of time. You know, in an hour, you know, you can consume a bunch of episodes. So not only are people binge listening to your show, but they're getting rapid fire information in little bits, so that it's not just so overwhelming and they have to fish through, you know, 30 minutes of fluff to get to that one nugget that they want to hear.
Well, and so let me follow up on that. Here's the thing. Not everyone in the world is as good as you, and filling up airtime. I mean, I've been listening to your podcast. You're able to pull that off. And so that's why I was like, you know what? Let's make a podcast that most people can pull off, a very short podcast, 5 questions or 6 questions in a certain time period. That way people don't have to think about what am I going to say during the podcast. Make it very simple and easy for anyone to do.
I love it. Man, that's awesome. All right, man. So this show is all about transformation. So give us a transformational moment that changed your life and then put you on the path to what you're doing today.
Okay, so I'll talk about it. I was talking with Molly Mahoney. She was the person I was working with at the time for this part here. And when she told me, Bob, you're going to have your first episode scheduled in 24 hours. I said, but I don't have a website. Just get it figured out. I don't have this, you know, I don't have a recording program. Figure it out. I don't even have, what am I going to say? Well, good. You got 24 hours to figure it out. So like, okay, I'm going to do this. So I have a guy named Tobin Slavin. He was one of the first people interviewed. And so he added me on Facebook, on LinkedIn. And I look at him and says, oh, this is the type of person I want on my podcast. So this literally is how the message went. You know, he sent his introduction message. Hey, Tobin, I'm doing a podcast where I interview business owners in 6 minutes and six, you know, 6 questions and 8 minutes and 8 seconds because it looks like Bob. Do you want to be on? Okay, what's your website? I just bought the GoDaddy 5 minutes ago, but this is the website. Okay, what are your previous episodes? You're literally the first message I have sent. Okay, do you have a scheduling link? Tobin, that's a good idea. I probably should get up to do that after this. And just realizing that I didn't need to have all my ducks in a row. I didn't need to have it perfect. I needed to just get the damn thing done. That was a huge light bulb in my mind. So in that, as long as you just get it done, it doesn't have to be perfect.
Right. That's awesome. So you went on. Did your first episode? How'd it go?
Went great, and actually, here's the best part. For my day job, which I'm not really talking about much here on Fire Reviews, Tobin became a client.
Oh, perfect.
So I made some good money off that deal. And we still talk. We're still friends. And so that works.
Heck yeah. That's awesome. So how did the first episode go? Did you bumble through it? Did you make a bunch of mistakes?
Oh, my first episode's horrible. I keep it up purposely to show people how bad it was. And it wasn't Tobin. It was a lady named Larissa Banting. And so actually, I was in a Facebook group, and someone was talking about how they're worried about doing Facebook Live. And so I told him, I said, look at my first episode. Look at one of my most recent episodes. See the difference that putting the work in
does. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was that guy in my first couple episodes where I literally was that person, asked a question. Yep, awesome, yep. What about this? And I had like 15 or 20 questions that like, I was like, I'm going to ask this. I mean, there were compelling questions, you know, like, who do you look up to? What kind of content do you consume? How did you get so smart? Was it because you read or was it because you were a practitioner? At what age did you become an entrepreneur? Like I literally had and every episode had the same exact questions, the same exact ones. And it was okay. You know, I had like Frank Shankiewicz on the show, who was the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That was pretty cool. Had Bruce Buffer from the UFC on the show. I had some big names on the show. But my listener count was like slowly until I changed it up and said, you know what? The whole essence of the show, and I learned this by doing, the whole essence of the show and what people care a lot about who messaged me about my show is that, man, I did not know that that person went through that. Holy crap, I did not know. You would never know that that this one person was in the stall of Kohl's crying in the bathroom because she could not afford something that she needed for her job or job interview or whatever it was. Wow. She's crying in the stalls. And people are like, man, I was that way too. I know exactly what that feels like. So I scrapped everything else and I honed in on what the listeners told me that they loved the most about the show. And I elevated that to 11. And that's what we focus on. We focus on the transformation, the behind the scenes, how did you start? And what was it like? And what were you thinking and feeling? And like all that stuff. And that is what drives listeners for my show anyways.
Yeah. And again, for me differently, they love that it's quick and to the point and people are giving good content.
Yeah. And so the moral of what we're talking about is do what your listeners want you to do. You know,
yes.
Find out what is working, find out what excites them, and then do that. Because you'll quickly find out that once you serve your audience, you're no longer serving you, and then you'll find out that what you thought your show was about isn't actually what people love about your show. That's what
interesting
I
thought. Story about that. I want to say one of my most listened to episodes recently was a lady who's a coach for women who are dealing with infidelity in their marriage. And my attitude was, you want to be on, I was kind of like, all right, I'll have you on. Kind of, I wasn't really that thrilled for myself personally, but I was like, okay, I'll give her a chance.
Sure.
And she had some really good points. I'm like, okay, this could be useful for business owners, you know, for, you know, some people can get something out of it. Became one of my most listened to episodes.
Wow. Well, Bruce Buffer from the UFC and Frank Shankiewicz and Zig Ziglar's son, Tom Ziglar, actually isn't my highest rated episodes. There's a lady that nobody knows about who has been struggling with MS for the last 20 years. And so she is a women's empowerment coach for those suffering from MS. That's what she does.
Yes.
So she's taken her pain and turned it into passion. I have gotten so many messages from that show or like a cancer survivor show than the big name people who I'm like, oh my God, my listener count's going to explode. It didn't.
Right.
So because they're on every single podcast.
Yeah, they're on every podcast. They're not going to advertise your podcast to their audience.
Right. Yep. Yep. Absolutely, man. So as we move forward, you got your podcast done and you do other things, not just a podcast. You do the summits and you do all this other stuff, right? So tell us how you are elevating the world around you.
I am elevating the world around me because I realize that my basically my blue ocean niche is I realize that if you're a business owner, you need to have a podcast. And just a period. It's going to be a huge, massive tool to boost your influence out there. Because the beautiful thing I like about having a podcast, and Sean, kind of the same thing we did, is we spent 15 minutes in pre-production and recording, and then you and I got to really talk, you know, actually look at each other and talk for 15 minutes. And that's how we really got to know each other that time on your podcast. So back to my point is, I believe that even if your podcast doesn't get a lot of viewership, it's going to get you amazing networking connections you're not going to get anywhere else. So I'm going to be starting to focus on teaching people how to just get the damn thing done. Everything I'm going to be teaching on podcasting is going to literally be just get the damn thing done. It's not going to be fancy. I'm not going to show you how to, you know, optimize it, you know, do the SEO, get your name out everywhere. It's going to be, I have a podcast, get guests on.
It's all about taking action.
Yes, that just takes some action. And then if someone wants to go, well, I really want to push this. I really want to be, I want to be, you know, the Joe Rogan of podcast in my niche. Sweet. I'll make introductions of people who are going to show you how to do that. But my focus, my niche is just get the damn thing done.
And a lot of people struggle with not getting the damn thing done.
Yes.
So what's your advice to them?
Here's the thing. I wanted to do a podcast beforehand. I'm going to say 4 years.
Okay.
4 years of I'll do a podcast. Then I go look at all the things that need to be done. I'm not going to do that. I'll do it later. And so finally someone just said, just get the damn thing done. She didn't say those words. I came up with that because I'm a marketing genius. But just heard that attitude. And there we go. You love that little passive aggressive, that little line I put
in there. I love it. I don't know if it's Bob Clark or Bob Clark Dammit talking.
A little bit of both.
Perfect.
So, yeah, just the idea of just getting it done and out there and the amazing doors that opened. For example, I'm not sure if you're familiar with ClickFunnels, but they have a big convention that happens every year.
Yep.
Okay. Funnel Hacking Live. Because I decided, like, you know what? I'm going to do a bunch of episodes. You know, as long as you can give a value bomb, you're in. I walked into Funnel Hacking Live. I would say at least one out of three people knew who I was.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because I had the podcast.
That's so badass.
Oh, and here's the great thing, because I'll go to live networking events just to get myself out of the office and, you know, do some networking, you know, in live. And it's one thing to say, well, I have this company where we turn company phone calls into rockstar video testimonials and talk about that. Oh, that's nice. I just got to mention, I have a podcast where I interview business owners, 6 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because, hey, it looks like Bob. People are pulling out their darn phones and subscribing right then.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. I speak on a lot of podcasts.
Right now, people think if you have a podcast, you're amazing and awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I just – go ahead.
another thing about having a podcast, and again, I'm going to say this right now, size of audience doesn't matter as much as you think.
Oh, 100%.
It doesn't. I mean, for that part there, I've done so far as of this moment, 232 episodes. I have maybe had 5 to 10 people ask me, how big is your audience? So
yep.
just an idea.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter.
You have a big podcast. You don't. Just get the damn thing done.
Yeah, and really, I mean, if people love your podcast, they're going to talk about it to their friends. They're going to tell them to subscribe to it. You know, people are going to know about it. And the big thing is, like, you get invited to things, or people are like, oh my gosh, you have a podcast, like, that's cool. And then they want to hook you up with other podcasters. Like, oh, you should have this person on your show, or you should have this person. And they're hooking it up with guests, or hooking me up with, you know, whatever. The one thing that sucks about it is I get constant emails almost daily, at least 3 times a week, that are like, I have a client. This would be awesome for you. And the 6-paragraph email with a media one sheet and a couple videos, and I'll send you a book in the mail, and like all this stuff, like begging them to be on the show. And then it says publicist. I'm like, all you did was copy and paste because someone told you I had a show, or you found out that I had a show, or whatever. All you did was copy and paste, you know, the email that you just sent me, like a ton of other podcasters. Because I asked him, I said, have you heard my show before? No, I haven't heard it. And then why the hell would I have a person on, you know, why would I have that person on my show? If you haven't heard the show, you don't even know if that person would be a great fit. But you just spammed like 50 podcasters just trying to get him booked on whatever show you feel like they're going to say yes to. That I don't like. Definitely. So I definitely don't like that. What do you think, man?
Sean, can you hear me now?
I can hear you, buddy.
Yeah,
perfect. I was talking about how, you know, I get these emails, the 6-page or the 6-paragraph emails, you know, the 6-paragraph emails that get this person on the show. This is and then it says publicist at the bottom. I'm like, oh, you didn't even hear my show. You just spammed like 50 shows.
That annoys me. Literally, again, actually, I was just on ClickFunnels group about this here, telling someone how to get on people's shows. You send them a message on Facebook personal or fan page. Hey, I really like this episode about your show that talked about this, which shows them that you're a listener. I think I'd be a good guest for your show. Paragraph tops, and then do you close. When should I be on? What do you have a calendar link for me to use?
Yeah, 100%. I was like, Bob, I love your show. I've listened to episode 120 with XYZ person, whatever. Loved how you talked about that. I'd love to be on the show. I can expand on that. Or here's what I normally talk about, or, you know, whatever. Like, you just figure it out, you know? But there's so many people that just spam shows. They've never even heard it. They take like the top 50 shows on in the categories of Apple iTunes, and they just copy paste an email to the top 50 shows, and then I'll get one of them. No, you won't.
Tom Holland was a guest on my show, and he said one of the things that he said was you're not Hugh Jackman. Stop marketing like it. Because here's the thing,
right.
Sean, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here's the deal. If Hugh Jackman knocked on your door, went to your wife and proposed to her, guess what? You're getting a divorce.
I hope not.
But you get the concept there. He wants you. Guess what, Sean? I don't know about your orientation. You just might consider it.
But
the fact is, though, is people act like they're a big deal. So, yeah, I'm going to go spam the top 50 podcasts. You're not Hugh Jackman. You got to market differently.
Oh, yeah. Right. 100%. Yep. And podcasters aren't stupid. They know what you're doing. Especially when they get emails. I mean, like, I speak at PodFest. I speak at New Media Summit. I speak at the Outliers Podcast Festival. Like, I'm speaking, you know, on a stage with some of the top-rated podcasters in the world, and they all say the same thing. They either don't open the email, or they throw it to spam, or, like if you're not making an authentic conversation, an authentic relationship with that person, you are not getting on the show, period. Because
absolutely,
we are so protective of our audience, we're not just going to spam our audience, which is what people want to do. They want to get on a podcast so that they can market themselves. That's most people's focus. I want to get on a podcast so that I can market myself. Instead of, I want to get on Bob's podcast because I like what he talks about, I enjoy what he talks about, and I feel like I can deliver value to the audience. That is what I say.
We keep talking over each other. That's funny. That amuses me. But one thing that also there is I asked you to be on my podcast first, and I gave you very simple the hook of what the podcast is. I don't believe the chance of me being on your podcast are much less, but we built that relationship beforehand.
Yeah. Because I was like, man, because like I was so fascinated. And I keep telling you, like, I was so fascinated by the style of your show, and it felt like – like it wasn't eight minutes and 8 seconds. It just felt like we had just done a podcast episode. Like it felt like I was a guest. You know, I didn't feel hurried. I didn't feel rushed. I didn't feel like, oh my God, I got 8 minutes. I gotta talk quickly. You know, I just adjusted. You know, I didn't give super, super long answers. I just kind of adjusted, delivered value, and then we moved on. So,
yep.
You know, and then I was like, dude, loved it. Absolutely had a great time. You need to be on my show, man. Let's talk about it. Like, let's do it. So, yeah, man. I mean, you're not going to be like, hey, you sucked as a podcast guest, but I'd love to be on your show. You know, like,
exactly.
There's no, it's not going to happen, you know? So, you know, we could talk about this forever, I'm sure. But the bottom line is that if you're going to get on podcasts, okay, from host to host here in this conversation, and to the listeners listening right now, if you want to get on podcasts, there are systems and strategies that you can take, like go to podcastguests.com, sign up for free, and they'll send you emails. However, do not email those people and say, I'm the greatest, I'm the best, have me on your show. Because there's millions of people that are doing that.
Yes.
So don't do that.
Yes,
me
don't,
and Bob
don't
will not
do
let
that
you on our show.
Yeah. One of the things I look for when someone says they want to be on my show, and one of the things on my show is one of the questions is drop the value bomb, which means that they spend 3 to 5 minutes giving 101 business advice. So if someone says they want to be on my show, the first thing I ask them is, well, what's your value bomb going to be?
Yeah.
If they don't have an answer or what's a value bomb, you've never even listened to an episode. Actually, I had a local coach who really, I'm not a huge fan of his. Don't hate him. Just don't think he knows what he's talking about. And he went and said, I want to be on your show. And I don't think you're going to be a fit. And that was the end of it there. I was short on guests, and so I did a massive post of like, you know, hey, I need some guests. Who are some people? He sends me messages. I really, 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 really want to be on your show. Okay, what's your value bomb going to be? What's a value bomb? So let me get this straight. You really want to be on my show, but you've never listened to a single episode.
Wow.
Well, I probably should listen. Yeah, you probably should.
That's awesome. You know, one thing that sticks out when I hear value bombs and giving value and everything is the way that it's articulated. Because somebody will say, oh, well, I'm going to give value by saying or telling them how they can live their best life. Well, no shit. Everybody says that.
Yeah.
Everybody, when you want to launch a book, what do they say? What's your book about? How to live their best life. Give me a break, man. Everybody talks about that. Give me something. Give me a tangible nugget that I can take away.
That's one of the things I do. And when someone says they're going to, I want to make sure every single guest gives something that the guest, that someone who's listening can do right now. So I had some mindset people on. It says, if you're going to talk about mindset, that's great. You need to tell people something they can do right now to change their mindset.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. I mean, why wouldn't you? If you're talking about giving value, that's how you give value. Like, here's what you need to do right now. Like, immediately tangible steps that you need to do right this second, here's what I would do, you know? And so when you talk about that in regards to value, that's the real value. And you're right. A lot of people want to be on the show, but they've never heard an episode. That's not my number one question. Hey, man, I'd love to be on Life Transformation Radio. Awesome. I don't say, have you heard my episode? Have you heard my show? I say, because then you could have a bunch of follow-up questions. Here's what I ask. Which episode did you listen to, and what was it about? Because then they can't be like, oh, yeah, I've heard it. Like, you know, because then the next episode is like, cool. Which episode did you hear? Like, forget all that. I'm straight to the point. Awesome. You want to be on the show. Which episode did you listen to and what was it about? And then, like, done. For the podcast host, though, I don't typically do that. If I'm on your show and we had a great relationship and we had a great time and we had a great rapport, I offer. I'm like, hey, would you want to be on my show? I've literally been told, nah, I don't. I mean, I'm not a big guest on podcasts. I mean, I do, but I mean, I don't know. If you really want me to, I will. But I mean, I don't know. I don't really care. I'm like, what?
That is
my podcast.
Huge mistake. If someone is offering you to be in front of an audience of two, take it.
Right?
Yeah, that's my attitude. I actually had one of the people in the ClickFunnels group, I offered to have her on my podcast where basically all I asked was one question, one answer. And she said, no, thank you.
Yep.
I'm like, I told her, I said, are you open to feedback yet? You're an idiot.
Jesus. That's funny.
So, and just told her that. And she gave me all excuses. And again, she doesn't pay me enough to really worry about her mental state that much. So I was like, okay, we're done.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. Because I think it's important that, other podcast listeners listen to other podcasts. So
yes.
I love having other podcast hosts on. I absolutely love it because I'm like, hey, subscribe to my show and subscribe to the 808 podcast. Go to 808podcast.com. Subscribe to the show. Like literally, I'm like, subscribe to his show, subscribe to my show. Hey, while you're there, download a couple episodes of each. Download this one. Like, why would you not, as a podcaster, be on tons of other shows promoting your show? I mean, I know other it's not like we're in competition. It's not like there's a ton of money being tossed around the podcast world other than like John Lee Dumas and like Pat Flynn. What I mean? Like, and there's only 29% of people who have ever listened to podcasts anyways. So you literally are going to squabble over like a 20% margin when there's literally 70% of the world has never listened to a podcast yet. But it's growing.
Yes. It's growing.
Yeah. It's growing. Yep.
I mean, just that fact that I walked to a live event and people are pulling out their phones subscribing.
Yep. Oh, 100%. 100%, man. So what I want to do right now is let the listeners know if you have any questions for Bob or myself, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109, and the team is standing by to get your call on the air. Bob, what I want to do is do a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, programs, products or services, your podcast, whatever you want to do, do a shameless plug. Here is your time to do it. Go.
Shameless plug time. I am starting a course to show people how to do podcasts themselves. Maybe not the exact style I do, but the idea of doing the short form podcast for the person who says I've always wanted to do a podcast, but has never done it. The course is being built right now. So if you go to 808podcast.com, there's actually going to be a button there that says get the damn thing done. And it's going to be show you there to put you on the waiting list for it. And the idea being is it's not going to be fancy. You're going to have a cheap logo. That's fine. That part there. It's not going to be fancy like your logo or mine. But get it done. You will be amazed at having a damn podcast, how many doors it's going to open for you.
Yep.
Because check this out. You want to get on Sean's podcast and you're not a big name person? Simple. You send Sean a message on Facebook. You small talk him. You say, hey, Sean, would you like to be on my podcast? I'm just starting out. This is a concept. Sean is someone who wants to get on lots of podcasts. He's going to be on your podcast. This is your chance to wow him like I did. Mm-hmm. You're either going to wow him or you're not. And either way, you still got content.
Yep. Yeah. And then I'm like, dude, this was an awesome show. I really like it. You should come on my show, right? Because I always throw the invite out if we had a great time. And there's some podcasts I've been on. I'm like, thanks, man. If you need anything else, just let me know. And they're like, okay. I'm like, okay, bye. And then I hang up the phone, and we really don't even converse anymore. Every once in a while, but we don't really converse anymore. you and I have literally had a lot of conversation since being on your show and talking about the summits and talking about and just, you know, talking back and forth and, you know, what do you think about this and how about this? And like, I love it. Like the relationships that get built, you know, because if I go to another show and I'm like, oh, you need another speaker or, hey, you want to talk to another podcaster? Hey, Bob, what are you doing in August? Come hang out with us at this place and then you can be, a workshop speaker or something or, a main stage at this one show that we're doing in Tampa, whatever, right? So, like, I always refer podcasters out everywhere. The ones that are legit and the ones that are passionate, I'm always going to refer them out.
Absolutely. And that's what it's about there. And another thing is, think about it this way. And this is what if you really want to be sold on doing your own podcast, what if I told you that in 30 minutes, you can have your potential client really enjoy engaging with you and 15 minutes to talk to them afterwards? Who would say no to that?
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
That's what it comes down to. That's what podcasting is for me. Again, I'm going to be a full disclaimer. I'm not worried about doing the fancy setup like you have. Your setup is much better than mine. I'm going to be the person to say it. But my attitude is just get the damn thing done. Actually, funny thing about that, do you know why I allow cutscene on my podcast?
No.
Because I don't want to edit video. I don't want to edit the audio if they do. Literally, that is the only reason. So even on iTunes, my podcast is all explicit, and probably 1 out of 10 episodes has anything other than me saying Bob Clark, damn it, where they say something on it. But I don't want to have to worry about if they did drop an F-bomb, do I have to do any editing?
Right. Well, that's why I don't edit my show is because I just don't want to. But if you're good enough and you've prepped your guests good enough, then we're good to go. I only had one guest, and she's a habitual F-bomb dropper. Like, I was like, please, please, like all in the pre-interview stuff. She was like, oh, yeah, an F this and then F that, and I had an F and day and this, that, and the F and that, and F and that. I'm like, please, 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 please do not drop an F-bomb. Please do not drop an F-bomb. Oh, okay, yeah, no problem, no problem. Halfway through the show, she's like getting like excited, and I was like, oh my God. And so I messaged her on Facebook. I'm like, please don't drop an F-bomb. And right as I hit send on Facebook Messenger, she's like, oh, and then the F and this and the F and that. And then they started flying. I'm like, no, no.
Yeah, when we're done here, I'm going to ask, because actually, this is a funny thing. The person who cuts the most on your podcast and the one who cuts the most on mine are both female.
Yes.
I find that amusing. So I want to know if it's the same person. But it's more of an amusing notice of everything.
That's funny. Yeah. I mean, I try really hard not to like sweat. And as a speaker, I'm really trying hard to not swear because I've literally been told, like, do not swear on my stage. And then there's always, like, somebody in the audience that's like, oh, my God, that's offensive. Oh, my God. You know, even if you say damn, they're like, oh, my God. You know, so I just literally don't. Swear. But then you guys got like Gary Vaynerchuk that's like F this and F and that, F and F and F, you know, but then there are people who will never go and see him, or Tony Robbins is on stage cursing up a storm, you know, but there are people who will not see them or do business with them because they swear. And I'm like, well, that sucks for them or sucks for you, which way you want to look at it, you know, but yeah, I don't edit anything because I want it to be raw and real and it's live and like whatevs, you know, I'm good to go. So,
and again, if people who decide not to work with someone who drops F-bombs, they're not wrong.
Right. No.
It's just a total decision.
Yep. 100%, man. Absolutely. So, hey, man, as we start to wrap up the show, what I want to talk about is getting the damn thing done. So many people procrastinate and they call it perfection. Or they say, I'm going to do it. I'll do it when. I'll do it when. Or I'll be happy when. I'll be happy when. Talk about that. What was the main – was it your coach? Was it just like, I have to get this belief. I have to get this mindset. Like, what does it really look like, you know, inside when you're like, okay, I'm just going to get the damn thing done?
Again, it looks like that whole conversation I had with Tobin, realizing, hey, it doesn't need – literally, when I scheduled my first interview – I did not. I had a GoDaddy website. When you go to 808podcast.com, it showed the GoDaddy registration. I didn't have a single episode. I didn't even have a link to schedule people. And I still managed to get a podcast interview done of someone who became a decent client of mine. He paid me some pretty money. I'm not going to talk about how much it is there, but needless to say, it was a decent chunk of cash. And so just realizing that I half butt this, because I'm not sure if I can say the other word on this one. That's fine. I'll say I half butt this, and I still got deals out of it. Another person you might know in the ClickFunnels community, Cody Neer. Cody Neer, yeah. I made a post on the ClickFunnels group. I want guests. Cody's like, sweet, I'm done. And he's really big in the e-commerce space. When he was on my podcast, he said, I looked at your website, you know, onfirereviews.com, that one there. I like it. How much? And so just the amazing part of having a really bare bones podcast opens so many doors for you.
Well, I looked at your On Fire Reviews website too, and I was like, huh. And I looked at, because I have a mastermind, I looked at 5M mastermind video, and I like that format. Like, it's kind of like a slideshow. It's audio, but you're reading it at the same time, and it has a picture of the person who is delivering the testimonial, whatever. Because we're always talking about, like, video testimonials, get video testimonials. I really like that. I like the slideshow. I like their voice. Like, I like how that looks.
Well, I appreciate, like, here, huh. I appreciate it. Here's the biggest problem with video testimonials, Sean, is here's what 90% of video testimonials are. Hi, my name is Bob Clark, and I met Sean at this event, and I hired Sean because I want more coaching in XYZ, and Sean helped me with XYZ. And also because I've never been in front of a camera before, I'm looking back and forth. My whole body is tense because I'm shy. Obviously, you can tell that there. And so, and also the first 30 seconds were information no one cares about. No one cares that the reason I met you. No one cares why I hired you. They want to know, you know, did you save me time or did you make me more money? Period.
Yep.
And so what we're able to do with On Fire Reviews is because we turn it into a phone call, we're able to cut and slice very easily. And we do what's called a wow video, where let's just say, Sean, you're selling widgets, and your widget is the lightest widget out there. Every single person who talks about how light your widgets are, we take all those audio quotes, put that into one video, and now you have a video that talks purely about one selling point you have.
Huh. Very cool.
You should probably have the CEO of that company, T.C. Clark. I should have her get her on your podcast to talk testimonials more.
Yeah, sure. That'd be awesome.
Yep.
First of all, I'm not sure, but it looks like the On Fire Reviews, what I was looking at, it looked like a ClickFunnels website or something along those lines.
Yep.
You know? To me, it's what it looked like. So I'm like, okay, cool, like it, got it, doing different things, reading it. It's not just like a typical website, right? So I'm like, cool, got it. And then, I was looking at that one thing, and I'm like, wow, love that. That's amazing. You know, and I'm like, huh. And so in my head, I'm still wondering, I'm like, I wonder how I can apply this. Like, if I got one of those videos made, where do I put it? So website, I can put it here, cool. I can incorporate that video into another video. Like, I can have that video inside of a video, like as a speaker reel, you know, I'm like, huh. So, I mean, there's a bunch of different applications I'm sure I could use it for. And when the time comes, you know, I may in fact just reach out to you and go, Bob, let's talk On Fire Reviews, man. What are we going to do? You know, so that time may come.
It may.
But now I know that you do that, because sometimes it's like you're a podcast host. Cool. Bob's the podcast. And then you see On Fire Reviews, you're like, whoa, hold on a second. What else do you do? That's what I want people to ask me all the time. They're like, what else can you do? Once you've delivered this one thing, it's like, what else can you do? That's what I want people to ask, especially when I get off
stage.
And Sean,
I'm pretty sure you and I both have this off our podcast. How many times have we both done podcasts where someone asks us what we do? We don't need to tell them what we do.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All the time. All the time people are asking me about what I do on after a podcast instead of the other way around. One last thing I want to talk about podcasting, a really cool thing, is, Sean, you know what people online, they do the spam and ad. I'm going to add or add in spam.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to add you, small talk. Hey, Sean, you want to buy my stuff?
Yep.
Sean, here's actually what I did to you. Literally, because someone else referred us, my first message to you was about being on the podcast.
Yep.
Now, have my first message been to you about On Fire Reviews or being a part of a virtual summit I'm doing, all these different things there, you probably would have just ignored.
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Possibly.
I don't know.
The chances are much higher.
Yeah.
And so my attitude is, well, the podcast, you can add someone, do some, you want them as a, you want them, are they a potential client of yours? Add them on Facebook, small talk, hey, love to connect people in this industry, XYZ. Little bit of small talk with them. You engage with them, talk about what you see on their profile and everything. Hey, by the way, I have a podcast and this is what it is. Would you like to be on?
Yep.
80% of the people that I ask, or 70 to 80% of the people I ask on my podcast, get on my podcast.
I love it. I think, okay, so first of all, I think that more people need to be on your show because of how awesome it is. And I ended up subscribing after we were done. I was like, I need to see where he goes with this. You know, the one thing that I want everybody to know is when you're on the show, there is a wall behind Bob. And I was like, Bob, I think you need some real estate there, Bob. What I think you need to do is put yourself in a robe with a pipe and really hone this character. Like, we literally talked about this for like 50 minutes. Oh, don't you worry, Sean. It's coming. You're like, it's coming, Sean. Don't you worry. I've got plans. Like, this is awesome. You know?
Yep.
So I don't know, man. I was maybe it's the wrestling love. I don't know, but I just got sucked into the whole, you know, you have this persona, you know, on the show, and it's just like amazing.
Yep. Speaking of wrestling, Sean, did you watch All Elite Wrestling, Double or Nothing?
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was so awesome. I had a friend that was there in the audience, right, like, three rows back from the ring, and said that that it was just absolutely phenomenal. It was amazing. And I'm like, oh, look out, WWE. Look out.
Yep. Here's the thing. If you're listening to this and you were a wrestling fan back in the 90s, check out All Elite Wrestling.
Yep.
It's not the complete 90s style it was before. They totally modernized it, but it is a really great show.
Yep. If you watched Raw this past Monday, it took 70 minutes before the first bell. And then in 3 hours, they had 5 matches. That was it. And they were all like 8 to 12 minutes. I'm like, dude, you have literally filled your 3 hours with promos and backstage crap and this one little snippet here and this one clip here and reruns and let's go back to what happened a week ago and keep all you're doing is telling stories and you are now a full-fledged entertainment company.
Yeah.
I assume that because of all the crap with TNA and Impact and everything else that they're not even in the equation anymore, period. Like, she's out, like, Dixie Carter's out, somebody else owns it, you know, and they've got away from TNA, and now they're just Impact Wrestling. That's all they are.
Right.
So, you know, AAA and New Japan and Ring of Honor and, you know, AEW, with the backing of the Jacksonville Jaguars, the owner, right, I think that this is going to be the new company that's going to take over. This is what I truly believe.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Another reason why I stopped watching WWE is the shake cam.
Yeah.
Where everything, like they constantly move the camera around all the time. It feels like a bad episode of Cops.
Yep. Oh, 100%. You know, back in mid-2000, like 2006, TNA Wrestling was ran by Jeff Jarrett and his father.
Yep.
There were a lot of old school wrestlers like Sting was on there and, you know, Christian was on there with Jeff Jarrett and like, you know, Scott Steiner, like a lot of the WCW guys who didn't get picked up by WWE were all in TNA. But it was so different because they came from each side of the arena. They had the big tunnels. They used to come from either side of the arena, which was great. They had, you know, a pay-per-view like every 3 months. It was like one a quarter. You had, you know, Kevin Nash was there. Like, it wasn't like stupid. But they had wrestling. It was wrestling. It was literally all about wrestling with a couple storylines. Then Hulk Hogan came in and Eric Bischoff and jacked it all up just like they did in WCW. Messed up everything, which was kind of cool because they brought back like a kind of NWO theme, which I loved. But anyway, messed it all up. And then Dixie Carter has got a whole fiasco. And they just kind of like – they just kind of went downhill because they started focusing on more like WWE does, like all these promos and these gimmick matches. And like they got away from – because Jeff Jarrett sold it. It was like, I'm out. But I'm assuming that AEW is going to focus on what it needs to focus on, and that's solid matches, solid wrestling, because of the true wrestling fans who don't give a crap about the backstories and the entertainment stuff.
Well, they're still going to have some of that. And actually, one of the things I was watching interviews about the thing, and the big thing with Tony Khan is he wants to make it a buffet.
Yes.
Well, there's always a thing. Like, did you see the match that Orange Cassidy was in?
Which one was that one?
He was in the Battle Royale.
Oh.
He was the guy who walked in and just was, you know, kind of kicking Tommy Dreamer on the legs, not really kicking him. That's hilarious.
Right.
I love that stuff.
Yep.
But I don't want to hold show with that.
100%. Yep, 100%. You know, with Tommy Dreamer and his House of Hardcore and everything, like, they're trying to relive the ECW stuff back in TNA. Like, they did all these, like, you know, like Sandman and Sabu and RVD and Tommy Dreamer and Raven and like all these ECW guys, you know, all went and like tried to remake their ECW stuff. It's like, we want something fresh. We want something new. We want to see things that maybe we haven't seen, but like, that's what made it TNA so great was the X Division. It was the High Flyers. It was like AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels and all these guys that were building the division and building the platform what it was. Yeah, you had heavyweights, but you had the X Division. AEW is going to come up with something like that. Like, we had Dustin Rhodes and Cody Rhodes, which WWE would never do.
Mm-hmm.
But we had it. So I think it's going to be more about the fans and what the fans want than what it is about the actual company. Because the fans are ultimately the one who's going to pay the money to see the show anyways.
Absolutely. And it's like we're talking about. Like, we're talking about a podcast. Listen to your audience, what they want.
Yep.
You changed your podcast because of what your audience wanted. And I realized that no one told me specifically, but I realized that an episode I thought wasn't going to be that good was really popular. I'm like, okay, then maybe I should change things up a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. And then, you know, I look at my show's analytics. You know, I look at, like, right now I have a large audience that is 46 to 59-year-old women. I have a large audience that is 24 to 35-year-old men. Those are my two biggest demographics. And then everybody's kind of sprinkled in between there. But those are the biggest demographics because, you know, I have, you know, women on here that are in their 40s or 50s or 60s or whatever. They're either cancer survivors or, I mean, they're emotional stories. Then I have the men on here who are entrepreneurs, who are podcasters, who are, you know, doing different things and, you know, especially early entrepreneurs. And that drives that crowd. So I'm always looking at my analytics and seeing who's listening and you know, where they are in their season of life. Because I noticed that when you market to the seasons of life, like divorce, marriage, children, jobs, retirement, empty nesters, you know, these are seasons of life that people go through. If you're not marketing to the seasons of life, you're missing a huge entire psychographic. And psychographics are something that a lot of people don't talk about.
Absolutely. And that's why, and again, the podcast class that I'm building up is being built for the person who is being built for people who want to do a podcast but never have and saying, just get the damn thing done.
Nailed it. All right, ma'am. So it's that time to start closing the show. Give us a nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today.
The first time you do something is going to suck. Deal with it.
Okay. That's awesome. Just deal with it.
It's going to suck. Again, look at my first episode and look at one of my most recent ones. My first episode sucked and it wasn't her fault.
That's true. My first two or three was like rough. I mean, they were like rough. Bad.
Yeah, just gotta get just again, if you want to do something there, you want to build your first funnel, you want to do your first Facebook Live or anything, just start doing them. And you're going to be bad when you don't have as big of an audience.
Oh, yeah. You know, I do Facebook Lives with the phone, you know, whatever. And I've been doing it for a while. Now I go through OBS Studio. I've got a branded logo in the corner. I've got my third row on the bottom. Everybody's like, wow, look at that. You don't start off with a million followers. And you definitely don't start off having the best equipment. You mentioned earlier, you know, my equipment setup. Well, I've been doing this for 2 years. I started off with an Audio-Technica USB microphone. It was like $100. You know, it was the 2020. It wasn't even the nice one. It was like last year's model or, you know, whatever. But it was the 2020, not the 2100. And it wasn't a great mic. It just, I mean, it was okay, but like it wasn't great. So it was a USB mic, you know, and it would pick up a mouse farting in the next county.
Right.
That's how bad those mics are. When I went to PodFest this year, you know, I was like, I'm going to upgrade my sound. So I literally went there not only to speak, but to specifically talk to the vendors that were there and figure out what does my sound need to have. And they said, well, Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income, he has this setup. I'm like, sold, I want it. Because if it's good enough for Pat Flynn, it's good enough for me. You know?
Exactly. Like, that's what it comes down to.
That's what he's using, and he's the top-ranked dude. That's what I'm going to use. I'm not trying to reinvent success and part and piece and this, that, and the other. What is the number one dude or top five dudes doing? I'm going to do the same thing. That's where I go with that.
Absolutely. Completely agree with you on that part there. I started out with a Blue Yeti $100 mic. And that's the first mic that I started with there. So really the big thing you guys got to learn from this whole podcast episode is just start doing it.
Yep.
Don't worry about the haters. Just start doing it. And you're going to get three types of people. You're going to get the people to say, you're amazing. We love you. You're wonderful and everything. You're going to get people to say, you suck and you should die in a fire. The haters. That's going to happen. You're going to get people that are going to give you constructive criticism.
Right.
And those are the ones you want to listen to.
That's true. Yep. And then people are going to support you no matter what. Like your friends and, you know, whatever. They're going to support you. You know?
Yeah.
So awesome, man. Bob and Bob Clark, damn it. Thank you for coming on the show, my friend.
You are welcome, Sean. Sean, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate this. I really enjoyed this.
Absolutely, man. So where can people find you and where is your podcast?
Basically, go to 808podcast.com. I'm on iTunes, Google Music, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And also that shows my YouTube page, Facebook page, everything. It's all there. And there will also be a link for the class to basically sign up for the beta program.
Awesome. If you're thinking about doing a podcast, if you're thinking about getting into it, connect with Bob Clark and get in his program. It is absolutely phenomenal. It'll teach you exactly what you need to do from the people who are doing it every single day. And with that, this has been Life Transformation Radio. Subscribe to 808 Podcast. Subscribe to Life Transformation Radio and never miss an episode. With that, I leave you with this. Live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.